You're listening to SBS News.
1 month ago in Glasgow, Australia opened the chequebook to fund climate aid in the Pacific. This deal was described then as a promising start by Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, but he left Glasgow disappointed at the final agreement, and he is now singling out Australia as a nation dragging its feet.
But before I give Australia full credit for stepping up, we need to see more ambition from all Australian stakeholders and sectors to break what can be fairly called a dangerous addiction to coal.
He wants a commitment to phase out, not phase down the sector, which has long enjoyed coalition government support, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, then Treasurer in 2017, bringing a lump of coal onto the floor of Parliament.
This is coal. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
The Treasurer knows the rule on props.
It's coal.
Fiji's PM says that support of 19th century technology is holding back development of new technologies.
We understand the place coal occupies in the Australian economy and in Australian history and culture. But the entire world must move more quickly to end its dependency on this deadly fossil fuel.
The Prime Minister is also calling on Australia to revisit its 2030 targets, a COP26 commitment. Malte Meinshausen is an associate professor at the University of Melbourne.
The whole world was disappointed that Australia was one of the very few countries not updating the pledge for 2030. The countries were tasked with every 5 years come to the table with progressively more ambitious emission reduction targets, and Australia stuck to the position that 26 to 28%.
The Fijian PM addressed this year's Australasian Emissions Reduction Summit virtually, where industry leaders, including fossil fuel companies, are also looking for Australia to increase its climate ambitions post-Glasgow, as John Connor, CEO of the Carbon Market Institute, explains.
So I think there's some disappointment that wasn't ambitious enough, but more importantly, business is looking for the clarity in the policies as an investment guide to making this transition, and so that's what our business will be and are calling on the government: lift the game in terms of the targets, but also the policies that are going to help make them make those investments.
The Energy Minister Angus Taylor will speak at the summit tomorrow. When approached for comment, a spokesperson referred SBS News to prior statements, standing by the government's existing climate commitments. But Pacific neighbours are warning everyone needs to play their part to make an impact on a warming planet, as Mr. Bainimarama explains.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fiji's example goes to show that no nation is too small to make a difference. Our emissions may be negligible, but the stakes are the same for all of us. The stakes are survival. Plain and simple.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.